I have found it's much easier to start with a 2x2, get those basic ideas in place, and then expand to the larger design, so we know when that larger design makes things more complicated, and why, and when it doesn't. So, 2x2 design. We got a task presentation effect, we got a task difficulty effect, we have their interaction, and we are going to have an F test for each. Three effects, three F tests. We measure or manipulate two variables, get a main effect for each. When we got two things going, the interaction between them emerges as a third thing. If these were both as they could be randomly assigned and manipulated, we would literally talk about three causal agents. Which task difficulty we manipulated, which presentation we manipulated, and the emergent interaction would be a third causal agent in our world. If we're measuring thing, then it's just a third predictor. Main effects. In a 2x2 design, the main effect F tests are sufficient to tell us about the relationship of each IV to the DV. Since each main effect involves the comparison of two marginal means, the corresponding significance test tells us what we need to know, whether or not those two marginal means are significantly different. Make sure that you check direction. Specifically, if you're working with research hypotheses, make sure that you don't suppose that you got what you wanted and actually got something backwards. With the interaction, however, the F-test only tells us whether or not there is a statistically significant interaction. It cannot tell us the pattern. To determine the pattern, we have to compare simple effects. To describe each simple effect, we have to compare cell means, and so we need to know how much of a cell mean difference is statistically significant. LSDs are nice. Now, we're going to show you both again, how to use the calculator version of the LSD and also how to get SPSS to give us things. They're not exactly the same. The LSDs that SPSS gives us, first of all, are limited to between groups designs, which is what we're going to focus on here, so we'll hardly notice. But the LSDs come from estimated means, not descriptive raw means. Also, it is annoying. It's so annoying, I'm not even going to show you how. It's annoying to get significant tests of non-adjacent means out of SPSS. If, for example, you had a hypothesis about, back up a couple of slides, you wanted to know whether there was a difference between hard paper and easy computer, it's annoying to get that test out of SPSS. But it's really easy in the externally calculated LSD world, because that when you crank out that LSD minimum mean difference, you can use it to compare any two means of that type. So there's only 2 out of 6 times that would be interesting in a 2x2, because the other 4 comparisons are all adjacent means. But you get into larger designs, and every once in a while you want to know what, you know, how much practice of this type matches how much practice of this type. And if they're non-adjacent, you want to know both ways. So we're going to show you both ways. You'll need to know 3 values to plug into the computator: the degrees of freedom error, which is the total number of people times the number of conditions, the mean square error, it's on the printout, and N, which is the total number of people that's spread across the 4 conditions of the 2x2 design. Use the decimals because we're trying to represent power, not bodies. And then only use that LSD to compare cell means. So what we have is 4 statistical tests: main effect F-test of age, main effect F-test of gender, interaction F-test, and the LSD minimum mean difference. And we have all of these different effects. And the color coding is designed to remind us of what we use to test each thing. Now, when we do the main effect of age, and we find out that there's a difference between these two numbers, bigger one's bigger. If we find out there's a difference between these two numbers, bigger one's bigger. If we find out that there's an interaction pattern here, all we know is that there's a pattern. We're going to usually end up doing both sets of simple effects. One of them to explicate the pattern of the interaction, and each of them to test the corresponding main effects. So lots of bits and pieces. We can also get effect sizes two different ways. We can get an effect size from NEF, easily done. We can also get an effect size for any pair of means, and the calculator first turns it into a D, and if you're not interested in a D type effect size, it then turns it into an R. Same things we saw in 941, meta analysis, and everything else.